Again, this is Kay with Cafe with another episode of Conversations with NUSD. Today, we are joined by Angela DeRay. Angela, she is a family coach with the Delta Prevention Organization. And today, we are talking about relieving stress, offering parents tools to handle daily pressures, ensuring their well-being in a harmonious family environment. Good day to you, Angela. Could you please introduce yourself?
Thank you. Absolutely. Thank you so much for being here. I've been doing this work for years around, and in fact, 25 years. This is my 25th anniversary doing prevention work, but I've been a parenting coach for 15 years. I raised all my kids on some of the strategies that we'll talk about. And this particular one, the idea of stress relief, this is one that I think you get a double bang for your buck. Because we're going to talk about stress relief for the kids, but we're also going to talk about stress relief for us as parenting adults.
I'm sure there are many families out there who are very eager to hear some tips about stress relief. So what can we start them off with?
Well, I want to start with this idea that, you know, we could talk about how to relieve stress in our kids, and we should and we will. But I want to talk about this idea about how the stress that we as parents and parenting adults carry, that actually, it folds itself over to our children's lives. And so we're going to talk about how we can minimize stress through what we call practical stress busters. Now, when you think about stress, it is so different from one person to another. Sometimes you can look at a friend and say, oh, you seem really stressed. Well, because you can see that physically or emotionally, you see that on them. But stress is really, it's a very physical, mental, chemical, emotional reaction. And we all have it very differently from one another. And so we all have different types of stress. We all have our ways of dealing with stress. And really, it's because what upsets one person might not affect another person in the same way. And I want to just make it clear that that is totally okay. Some people are very stressed when they're driving down the road. Other people are like, doom, 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 I'll get there when I get there. You know, that's, and so whatever gives you stress, it's not always bad. Sometimes it could be good. I always think about stress, the stress of a wedding. Well, weddings are fabulous, but it's a very stressful time. Birth of a baby, fabulous, but also a very stressful time. And so one of the things that you want to focus on is that there is going to be some stress. Like, for example, you have a really good stress in you that is you use to defend yourself or to escape danger, those types of things. But we want to be able to process what some of that is so that our stress doesn't affect our children. And more importantly, the stress that we have, we can use that and our stress response to teach our children how to handle those experiences. So the very first thing you want to think about is your breathing. I remember when I was a little kid and I would get upset, my grandma would say, close your mouth, breathe through your nose, then blow it out through your lips. Close your mouth, breathe through your nose, blow it out through your lips. Now you may be listening and you're thinking, really? It's just breathing, Angela. But here's an interesting thing about breathing that we know. You can use this with yourself. You can use this with your kids. What we know is that deep, calm breaths are one of the simplest ways to de-stress in the moment. But there's a couple of things to go along with it. So what I just described, some groups call turtle breathing. It's this idea where you breathe deep. And so friends, if you're listening, just take a moment. Let's just do this together. You're going to breathe deep in through your nose and you're going to let it out through your lips. But I'm going to add one more component. Here's the other thing I want you to add. We tend to chest breathe, meaning we take all of our breath in our upper chest. And so we think, well, that's plenty of breath. But really what you want to do is what we call belly breathing. So and sometimes I'll even call it fat belly breathing because you want to get that breath way down into your belly, meaning you're going to have your belly's going to stick out. So I'm going to ask you to turtle breathe with me. You're going to breathe through your nose and you're going to get it all the way down into your belly. Just count to three and then slowly breathe it out. Okay, ready? Here we go. Let's do it together. 1, 2, 3. One more time, friends. 1, 2, 3. Here's the thing. One of the ways that stress is released is we have to get that oxygenated air into the lowest part of our lungs. If you are shallow breathing, that can make you feel short of breath and anxious. So the very first focus you should have is on, am I breathing in a way that is releasing that? Now, you could do this preventatively as a family, sit down, say, okay, friends, you might not call them friends. Okay, kids. It would be strange if you did. Okay, kids. We're going to practice some breathing. You can do this even with your very youngest. And I always did this even with my teens when we started talking about them taking tests at school or in maybe anxiety-ridden situations at school. I would teach them how to take those calm breaths. The second thing, and this is a really good one because there's three really good instant stress busters that you can use. The first one is doing those calm breaths. The second one is what we call warm waterfall. And this is a progressive muscle relaxation. So you close your eyes, you tighten every muscle you can, even your face muscles. And then what you do is you imagine a gentle, warm, relaxing waterfall. It's kind of like water pouring over your head. Let it run down your face, let it flow all to your feet, and let it touch every part of you. While you do that, relax the set of muscles. And what that's going to do is it's going to release everything you've got stored up in your muscles that is helping you to feel stressed, feel anxiety. Now, that's two things that you can do right off the bat that are going to help you to just take control for a moment, because that's part of what it causes stress is we feel a bit out of control. The third thing is when you start to feel that stress, what you want to do is you want to do what we call positive C-talk or positive self-talk. And so basically what you're saying to yourself is, I'm calm, I'm in control, I can make this moment better, I can smile. So what you're doing is as you're repeating those statements, say whatever statements you like, however you can self-talk yourself, as you're doing that, taking those deep breaths, what you're doing is you're actually triggering those feel-good brain chemicals that will help you to take control of the moment. Now, practice those for yourself. As you're practicing those, if you will bring those into the family and start teaching those to even the littlest of littles, all the way up to your partner, your older kids, you'll see that having those stress busters will help you to face the challenges in a much more calm, controlled way with less anxiety than you had walking into it.
Thank you so much. Anything else to add?
Just that when you think about any kind of stress reduction, you can think about it as something you're doing in prevention. We know that the first day of school is going to have some anxiety to it, good or bad. We know that it's going to have some anxiety. So you can do this preventatively, but you can also do this very quickly in the moment. But the key here is practice, 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 so that when you're ready, it's there.
Thank you so much, Angela. Again, this is a part of a series in which we are having conversations with Miss Angela DeRay with Delta Prevention about a variety of topics. The next episode will focus on good sleep, stressing the importance of rest for mental health, cognitive functions, and overall well-being. Thank you again, Angela, and I'll talk to you in the next episode.
Thank you so much.
This podcast has been a presentation of the Natomas Unified School District. For all the latest Natomas Unified news, visit natomasunified.org/NUSD-news.